2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 5:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have a few clouds. It's 84 degrees. KSL's top story.
Utah's coronavirus spike.
State officials say Governor Herbert is likely to announce new health restrictions following this COVID-19 spike in the state. The new restrictions could come as soon as tomorrow. Meanwhile, health officials say they're going to kick off a new campaign specifically targeting the people who need to hear it most. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
The new recommendations have been given to the governor, but Department of Public Safety spokesman Joe Daugherty says they're not at liberty to discuss what the recommendations are yet. However, Daugherty says options like a mask mandate and putting some parts of the state back into orange were discussed. And officials with the Utah Department of Health say they will be starting a new public safety campaign later this week, specifically aimed at teens and young adults.
Health department officials say they'll use social media apps like TikTok and Spotify, since those are the most popular platforms among the young. And speaking of a mask mandate, the Utah County Sheriff has said he won't enforce a local one. But what happens if the governor issues a state mask mandate? KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce here.
Sheriff Mike Smith says he's not against any mandates. It's enforcing them that's the problem. In a statement, he said the last time there was a health order, police were called when people were holding family gatherings on private property. Sergeant Spencer Cannon says the sheer volume of calls they could get's also a concern.
It could easily be overwhelming in terms of the numbers of violations, and just gets back to the thing where Sheriff Smith doesn't want to criminalize something like this.
The sheriff would like colleges like BYU and UVU to do more to fix the problems of young people not wearing a mask when socializing. However, it's unclear just what he'll do if Governor Herbert issues a mandate. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
And more uncertainty about the school year. Here's Todd Fuchs.
Jeff, a student is trying to get rid of some of that uncertainty. The high school junior wants to keep the Davis School District on a hybrid schedule because Mazzy Sessions says she's afraid to watch her friends get quarantined.
Right now, I don't see my friends at school because of this. Like, I have some, but a lot of them are on opposite days as me. But I feel safe, like not super safe, because any time I leave my house, there's a possibility of me contracting this virus.
Mazzy has more than 2,000 signatures on a petition to not go back to the class full time. She's trying to reach the school board next. The University of Utah says no one will be on campus 2 weeks before the VP debate. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ertz reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
1 week from today, the university will move to online classes ahead of the debate to keep COVID counts under control. President Ruth Watkins says they're calling it the circuit breaker.
The beautiful thing about our team is that people had this idea long before there was any difficulty, and we plan to implement it.
They announced this decision back in July and are reminding students and staff today. The vice presidential debate is scheduled for October 7th at Kingsbury Hall.
This is the world looking at the University of Utah. Over 100 million people will be watching this particular event.
From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
And you can listen to that debate right here on KSL News Radio, October 7th at 7. The U.S. death toll from COVID expected to hit 200,000 today. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Todd, as the U.S. approaches that somber number, the Democratic presidential candidate is weighing in on the pandemic.
Due to Donald Trump's lies and incompetence in the past 6 months, have seen one of the gravest losses of American life in history.
Joe Biden campaigning in Wisconsin, where coronavirus cases continue to surge. President Trump saying he will announce his Supreme Court nominee this week and saying it will be a woman.
I would say on Friday or Saturday I'll be announcing the pick. five women are being looked at and vetted very carefully.
The Senate Majority Leader says there will be a vote on the pick before Election Day. A mother says she was pushed to her breaking point last Thursday when she was kicked off an American Airlines flight to Manchester, New Hampshire, after her two-year-old son wouldn't wear a mask. Another passenger videotaped Rachel Davis pleading with staff at the gate.
What do you want me to do? Duct tape his face?
Davis said she did everything she could. She's now asking the major airlines to raise the minimum mask requirement age. And first responders on the front line in the pandemic in Texas are switching gears to prepare for water rescues along the Gulf Coast. Texas Governor Greg Abbott signing a disaster declaration for 29 counties ahead of Tropical Storm Beta's landfall.
We do anticipate heavy flooding and perhaps the need to rescue people from very serious situations.
And that landfall expected later tonight. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Yesterday, there were zero wildfires reported in Utah. Utah fire agencies say that was the first day the state hasn't had a new fire start since April 17th. And that one-day streak was ruined this afternoon after the Salt Lake City Fire Department reports a fire burning out north of the airport. It's about 50 acres, 85% contained. They don't know what caused it yet. There are four other fires burning in Utah right now. The William Fire north of Nephi, nearly 50% contained after burning through over 5,800 acres. The Ether Hollow Fire in Spanish Fork, nearly contained at 93%. And then the two fires in the Uintas. The Upper Provo Fire has burned almost 500 acres and is about 85% contained. And the state's largest wildfire, the East Fork Fire, has burned 48,000 acres and is only 22% contained. KSL News Time, 5:35.
Ricky Meese, are the looky-loos causing any problems around the airport?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. Well, and big backups due to a crash, and these are legitimate delays. It's northbound on Highway 89 in Davis County. The backups start right around Antelope Drive and in Layton, and those brake lights are going to continue all the way up to the I-84 junction, where the final cleanup stages still has the left lane blocked from the crash that we had as you're approaching the I-84 junction. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky. And coming up, the battle for Ruth Ginsburg's seat. My Minute of News is next.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.